felt as I was called up that I needed to be like a coiled spring. I felt that somewhere, someone was measuring the speed that people got up, and there was going to be a report afterwards who was the fastest. I'm pretty sure Colin was pretty quick, but I had a bit of advantage, obviously, sitting at the front. It is such a pleasure, like such a pleasure to be here this morning. It has been a long journey to get up here, but thank you for inviting us. And it's interesting in terms of Jilly and myself to travel up here and talk about Tier Fund. It's something that we love doing. I actually work for Tier Fund, but I'm here as a volunteer, not as a paid employee. But it is my pleasure to be here. And thank you as a church for joining in with all the stuff to do with the Merseyside We Won't Stop. We were at a comedy night last night over in Liverpool. But I do want you to have a look at these things to see if there's anything that you'd like to go to. I know you've got your own comedian coming shortly, but Andy Kind was very funny and certainly something that we enjoyed. So just check that this other piece of technology works. No. That? Oh, okay. You know that you prepare your PowerPoints and you, you actually do things and it all seems to make sense. As I was sitting here this morning and thinking about how involved you are with Tier Fund, you know all about our Jubilee. I have a banner that says it's 50 years. I'm just going to just play along with me as I just ask you this question to see if there's anything that can link these three things together. The first jumbo jet was introduced and the first manned spacecraft orbited the moon and Martin Luther Jr. was assassinated. Who can guess what those three things all have in common? They all happened 50 years ago, which happens to be the same year that Tier Fund was established. And I'm now obviously come to Liverpool, to Merseyside. We went over to Liverpool today. We went to the Slavery Museum. We saw about the details of what happened in the past around, 1960s. How serious it was and how apt the scripture that Louise has just read. If you think back to all those years ago and what it was like, so Tier Fund was created in a response to a situation in Biafra, which was part of Nigeria. There was serious famine, and on our television screens, unlike today, were the details of children with distended tummies actually seen. It was an unusual event. And today we're used to seeing things arrive on our phone. We know what's happened almost immediately. It wasn't like that in those days. And Christians saw the poverty in Biafra. They wanted to respond. Money poured into the Evangelical Alliance in order to meet those needs. And it was so significant that the Evangelical Alliance realized that they needed to create a fund that would respond to a global crisis like this. And they created Tier Fund. And in 1960, this is 1968, and in 2006, Tier Fund rebranded themselves, and they're very focused on prayer. So it's great to have prayers today. It's great for us to be able to pray into situations. And in 2006, we rebranded. We created the new Tier Fund logo. And as you can see, the T is a cross. And that emphasizes the prayer that happens at Tier Fund. And as part of our Jubilee, even the staff have been taking time away from work in order to pray into this really serious situation, the poverty that surrounds us. And our whole campaign is about dealing with the poverty across the world, but particularly in the countries where we work. We, as part of our Jubilee celebration, we planted a cross in the middle of our courtyard at work, and that was a prompt to cross planting across the world in some of the other countries where we work. Justin Welby said in Coventry Cathedral, at our Jubilee celebration, he said, Tearfund put God at the centre, and that is what we do. So after 50 years of experience in the international stage, with millions of lives impacted, nations changed, we want to tell you today that we are not going to stop until poverty stops in the countries where we work. Our year-long campaign is trying to enlist 1 million prayers for the poor, 50,000 actions in aid of the poor, and 5 million lives changed. Not just from material poverty, but material and spiritual poverty. And I feel honoured to be part of the Merseyside We Won't Stop campaign and coming here today. It's in this chapter that God gave us instructions how to address the key issues that he knew that the Israelites would face. God knew there would be a struggle to develop a fair and just society. He wanted to give a template of how to have honoring relationships with God and with each other, and also with creation. God knew that there would be a struggle. He knew that people would take advantage of one another. The situation with slaves, as Louise read it this morning, it just meant something entirely different to me after going through the slavery exhibition yesterday. And people are still enslaved today. And we want to change that. We want to stop that. It just wasn't God's plan. He wanted to establish a system of justice that was right for all, at the very heart of all communities. After 50 years, he wanted everyone to return to their own land. The slaves that would have been enslaved would have been released. He wanted to make a change against the negative impact of that is absolutely faced by the poorest. And that was the Jubilee year, taking place once in a generation. So once in a generation, it would stop. Just think about Monopoly. Who's played Monopoly? Anyone love Monopoly? You know how the game goes. Actually, what happens is we all start off really even, not like the game we played with the children this morning. We all start off in an even playing field, but as time goes along, some people get rich and some people get poor. The hotels go up. You're trying to go round the board, missing the hotels, and you don't. And you land on Mayfair with a hotel and you lose everything. God was trying to change that. He was trying to reset the map. Now imagine if that could happen in our lifetime. The word poverty is used 2,000 times in the Bible. It's that important. So that's what God was doing. Jesus' heart for Israel was to create a just society in which all creation could flourish under God. Not living for ourselves, but living for others. Mother Teresa said, what did she say? We know only too well that what we are doing is nothing more than a drop in the ocean. But what if that drop were not there? The ocean would be missing something. So every part that we play in making creation better is important. And without ourselves acting, there's something missing. Now, Tearfund work through local partners, church-based partners, in organizations across the world where we work. So we work in 50 of the poorest countries in the world. And those partners, they're led by Christians. They work in a community or around communities that they properly understand. It isn't someone from Tearfund head office going, I think I know what you need. Here it is. No, we go there. We work with partners They understand the problems, and we empower communities to make their own decisions. We ask them, well, what have you got in your own hands? How can you help yourself out of poverty? We support them. We train them. Maybe it's farming techniques. Maybe it's teaching. Maybe it's just, it's helping them understand about the situation with water. Toilets. I saw your toilet twinning certificate out in the back. It's such an important issue across the world. And they work with those local communities. And do you know that when people do something for themselves, they own that, then they make it happen. They are proud of what they do, and it inspires them to go further. And they help themselves out of poverty. It is a fantastic way of development. It's sustainable. So I'm just going to talk, and I know Colin was telling me that he's shared a lot about Malawi. Jillian and I went to Malawi earlier this year. Malawi is just there. We didn't go there. Colin and Jenny went there this year. We went there a few years ago. So we went to visit Eagles, our partner, one of many partners actually in Malawi. And so that's what I'm going to talk about today. They initially were set up by a church-based organization, Living Waters Church. They were set up in 2002 to tackle the hunger that was happening in villages and to find long-term solutions to the food crisis that was going on in those days. And this is the latest update that's just come out from Eagles. This is a group of people in front of a church. It is about a church. When Gillian arrived, I arrived in a very small rural village. We were met by the worship that was going on inside the church and spilled out of the church. That was almost our first experience of life in Malawi, in a rural village, church-based worship. And this is Aranafi. She's in the middle there with a green T-shirt on. And we met lots of children. The children were lovely. The children had very clean clothes on the first day we saw them. They had less clean clothes on the second day that we saw them. And we realized that they didn't have very many clothes. As we looked around this village, now a lot of people that we were traveling with, it was a church group, had said how wonderful it would be to stay in that village. The village had nothing. Their living accommodation was hardly a shed. They couldn't have slept there. They must have been sleeping outside. They didn't have anything. They did have joy, and they did have the church. There was one building that was a brick-based building in that community. It was the church. It had a metal roof. It was the only one that did. The chief's structure was a little bit more robust, but everyone else's was very, very poor. That's Aranafi. And I'm going to tell you about the fact this is what it's like in Malawi. 80% of the people that live in Malawi live in rural areas, like the one we visited. 40% don't have access to clean water. 12% of children are orphans, and 10% have HIV. I've just noticed my notes seem to be in a strange order. We were there, we were looking at a lot of different things they were doing. They had built a forest with trees, they had created toilets, the concrete base so that they could create toilets areas. They had a well that they were looking after. We talked a lot about many different things with different community groups. They had another village that had a goat, and they were having little baby goats, and they were spreading around the village. Lots of different initiatives that Eagles were working alongside the communities that we visited, and it was absolutely amazing. One of the days we were there, we were helping them build the foundations of the school. That picture of is me trying to look sort of kind of butch, digging there. It wasn't me alone. There were lots of us. We were all building the foundation together. But it felt like we were working alongside the community, because education is absolutely vital. This is Jilly, looking very chilled and relaxed. You'll see Aranafi that's in the back there with a brick on her head in the purple. This is her. We thought she was maybe 6 or 8. She was carrying these. She had a determined face. She was going to carry those bricks from there to where the foundations were being dug. She would have done that all day. She was very focused. But she was also counting. She was counting in English. It's like, wow. The school was about education. If Aranafi has an education, she'll be released from the poverty that is encroaching on Malawian life. So many people living in rural villages, without an education, they're stuck in a cycle of poverty. And in a cycle of poverty, they're not going to be able to escape it. I was reading some statistics about the age of some children being married at the age of 9. Girls married at 9. Boys are more like married at 17. That's kind of an average sort of statistic. So it's urgent that we give people a chance, help them understand, give them an education that's going to help themselves out of poverty. And that's what we were doing with the foundation. Education is the most powerful tool which you can use to change the world. A lot of what Tier Fund does is about education, equipping people so they understand the implications of what they're doing. I don't know what that slide is. So this is the latest update of from Eagles. Lots of different things on here. Sorry, I'm just flipping through these. Because this is 2000, this community center was in 2016. They created a lot of educational things around some of the communities that we lived in. Now, we were there in 2014 building the foundations of the one in Becker Village. But this is building other education centers in other villages around there. This is about impacting a set of communities that are close by in order to give them education. George, does anyone know who George Muller is? Oh, yes, brilliant, thank you. I love this. Jilly finds some amazing statistics when we're looking at our talks. George Muller, he came from a chaotic and impoverished family. He became a Christian and he ended up taking care of 10,000 orphans, establishing over 100 schools. Now, he was accused of raising these children from their natural station, but he saw their natural station was sons and daughters made in the image of God. George Muller was around the time of the slaves. He was recognizing the value of people. We're all equal. There shouldn't be any injustice. That's not how God planned it. The poor are actually made in the image of God. So I'm really excited about what I see God is doing. Now, it was 2014 that I went to Malawi. But I see in the stories I read in Tier Times, the prayers that we're praying in One Voice, I see that things are changing. If I was to go back to Malawi and find Aranafi again as a 12-year-old girl or, you know, having in primary education, it would be different. And we want things to be different for the generation that is coming. I'm going to show you just a very quick film. It's about each one of us and our actions.
It starts with one.
Personally, I look to a time when Arunafi can hold her head up high, defy the limitations that are put on her by previous generations, a confident woman, assured of her own identity, a precious, precious child of God, capable of great things, choosing her own path, a role model to others in her own society. And that's why we are doing We Won't Stop. And I want to be, and I want you to be, feel part of a Jubilee, the Jubilee, be Jubilee people. We have the opportunity to become one of those people that make a difference. And we were listening to a Bible story this morning, and I heard this quote from Francis Bacon. He said, "Money is like manure. It's better if it is spread around." I think that's such a great thing, and that is a challenge that Jilly and I are working through. So, I mean, if you've been touched or encouraged by some of the things that I've said today, and you would like to join us by giving Tear Fund on a monthly basis, I would really appreciate that. There's quite a few leaflets that are out on your... I've got so many bits of paper here. But I don't have the one I need. That's that one, yeah. If you really feel that this is for you, you'd like to support Tear Fund's work on a monthly basis, I'd love you to pick up this this form. There's an opportunity for you to give on a monthly basis, and £12 would make a significant difference to the education of girls like Arunafi. You don't have to give £12. You can give any amount. But we'd love you to feel part of what we're doing. And if you'd like to sign up today, I can give you one of two things. First of all, I can give you a book of our 50 Bible studies on poverty and justice. This is all about poverty and the injustice that we see in this world. Or I can give you a keep cup, in which case you can drink your drinks without throwing away lots of cups. Now, I'm going to be around the back or here. Jilly and I are both here. If you'd love to come to talk to us about what's going on in Malawi that we know about that I haven't talked about today, or just talk to us about what God is teaching you about at the present moment and the impact that you've already made on the lives of the poorest, we're really, really happy to talk to you. There are other things as we talk about the Merseyside We Won't Stop campaign. If you want to pray, then please do fill in the praying card and we can count those in the impact of all the churches that are working together and about prayers. And if you'd like to act, you can fill in this card, and that's about working with the World Bank and about light. So thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for inviting me here. I'm going to pass back over to Louise.